Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, Doug and the Slugs, and Day by Day, part of Breakfast Radio. Neil, Sam, Jane, howdy.
And it's Neil, Sam, and Jane all together. Yay!
Hello to my virtual friends.
Yes. You're in the home stretch this week for your Bladder Cancer Canada walk, run, jog, whatever it is your team chooses to do. So different this year, though, eh, Jane?
It's walk where you are this year. So my team members are, we're walking for the sixth annual year, but we're walking separately in our own neighborhoods. To raise funds for Bladder Cancer Canada and the great work they do on bladder cancer research and to support the 80,000 people who have bladder cancer right now in this country.
It's this weekend, though.
It's this weekend. Well, it's any time in September, but my team is doing it on Sunday. So this is it. We're in the home stretch.
Okay, a question about just the fundraising chunk of this, because I imagine for various charitable organizations all over the place, it must be difficult to get traction for anything that's not COVID right now.
No, you're right, Neil. And also what's affected charitable donations this year, I mean, two factors as a result of the financial challenges that many Canadians are feeling because they've been laid off from their jobs, as well as the skepticism around charities because of the We Charity scandal. But I just want to tell you that you can feel good if you only have a limited amount of funds to give to charities this year. You can feel good about giving to Bladder Cancer Canada because 100% of your donation goes to the cause, which is really unusual. And Bladder Cancer Canada as well has a 4-star rating from Charity Intelligence Canada, and only a few charities in this country have that status, which means that donors can feel very good that their money is being used for the cause.
And I will say that I made a donation to your team, Jane, and that email back to me was instant. So also my tax receipt came with that, but it was an instant thank you. I knew that I had gone through the process online and that it was received and I got the note back, which was reassuring, you know?
Yeah, no, thank you, Sammy. And thank you so much for your ongoing support, both of you. You know, a big part of the Bladder Cancer Awareness Walk is awareness around bladder cancer, because not many people know that it is the fifth most common cancer in the country. And early detection is key to surviving it. If you see red, see your doctor. That's our slogan with Bladder Cancer Canada. See red in your urine, see blood. See your doctor immediately so you can get referred to a urologist and have bladder cancer ruled out. So that is a big part of all of this, as well as the funding of research and the supporting of patients, especially this year when it's been really hard for bladder cancer patients to get appointments for their treatment because of COVID.
Real quick, Jane, how do we donate?
We're in the home stretch. Our goal of $10,000 is still within reach. We're at about 60%. For more information and to donate, and thank you so much for considering us, go to zoomerradio.ca, and you'll see the link to donate.